Welcome to Onorthotox episode. Where are we? 29 right now?
29.
I have lost count. I'll be honest with you.
Hey, we doing numbers, brother. That's all I got to say about it.
We put numbers on the board, but you know me. I am Kanui, a.k.a. Kanai, a.k.a. Special K, a.k.a. Let's not get into that. Episode 29, we up here. I'm joined by, of course, the bid. The bid who's usually here. my co-host. The
yes.
Boy what needs stance. No introduction.
A.K.A. Yeah. Frugal Poppy, A.K.A. Swaggy O, A.K.A.
Maybach O.
Ooh, it's my Marion shit, you feel me? Shout out Maybach O, you feel me? But we here, another episode, like you said, 29. How you feeling, bro?
We passed what we did last year. Last year we got to
28. Yes, sir. So. Listen. Every single season, there's been more episodes. Season one was also a trial, but I'm proud because, like I said, every season so far, it's just growth. We're just, like, doing more episodes. So it's kind of cool. You feel me? Something to be proud of, you know, just being consistent and dropping stuff and never forcing anything.
100%. Know? Like, I feel like it's very, very natural what we do. And honestly, a lot of times I even ask a bunch of people if they want to be on it, because we're just like talking most of the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's stuff that we probably talk about in our regular day lives. We add in stuff here and there, but it's like literally most of the shit we're talking about, we talk to other people about. Even like when you were like on some mermaids and like ghosts and alien shit.
Oh my god, speaking of that,
remember? Oh, go ahead.
Listen, let me tell you real quick. I'll touch on it during my week.
All right. But literally, I've just been like asking people if they want to be on it. And I feel like people are shy because they're just like, yeah, oh my God, podcast. I don't know if I want to be on it. They think it's like the super fresh professional thing that we have going on.
I mean, it's not, but it's hey, not. We're trying to get there.
We're trying to do something, you know? So
yeah, I mean, it's not ghetto, and it's not like, I mean, we use the proper tools and stuff, and it's, you know, so, like, hey, if you want to come on, tap in.
If you want to be on it, tap in. But I know this is no shade to, like, anybody at all, either.
Oh, he's about to throw shade.
No, bro, it's not shade, but, like, you know what people, like, say they're going to start a podcast and then they drop an episode or two, and yeah, life gets in the way sometimes, but you know, even if life gets in the way, we still like find time to be like, try to be consistent at least. Like we have it's where sometimes you'll be sick, I'll be sick, or you know, something will come up, you'll be busy, I'll be busy, or like I just won't be in the mood to do it, you won't be in the mood to do it, but we still try to do this on a basis where it's like consistent enough that, hey, even if something happens 1 week, people are going to expect an episode like the next week or whatever.
Big facts.
A lot of people drop like an episode or two, and then they're just like, you know what? This ain't for me. Or they make excuses. Mm-hmm. And they just give up on it, right? And it's, you can tell it's something that they don't even really want to do. It's just something like they had an idea for and they just gave up on it. This is kind of like a shout out to Alyssa, even because when she has an idea, she sticks with it, right? I think she's a big motivator for us, even with that. Like, I remember when you didn't even want to continue doing this.
A lie?
After season one. So it was like, holy shit, cut it off.
Nah.
So I was just like, yo, bro, it's hard on your ones, obviously, because you gotta, I think even, like, shout out to Tulu, but he does a fantastic job with his, especially because he's on his ones. And it's so hard on your ones doing a podcast, because you're just kind of talking, but you need to imagine an audience. It's kind of like you're doing the news, per se. You're like, just
that's
talking at people, talking at a camera about certain things that you're passionate about, you have knowledge about. So shout out to him for that. But
shout out to
you realized that was, like, a tough job, and especially with, like, your subject matter. It's still it's even harder, right? So I was like, no, let me hop on board.
And I appreciate you for that, because you know the thing is, like you said, the subject matter is most times like a opinion piece and stuff. So you always want to get different perspectives on certain things, and I think we do a good job about that. And another thing, I think I was talking to the boys about this. It's kind of like, you know, we could like be like every other like up and coming podcast and talk about like controversial topics and dating and stuff. Because if you don't know, whenever we have dating in our title, brother, we go triple platinum. We go up, bro. And that tells me two things. One, people are nosy, and two, people are messy, bro. People just want to hear, like, you know, that stuff. But it's just kind of like, obviously, that's going to get us views. But at the end of the day, we want to do something that, you know, we're comfortable with talking about all the time, and it's different. It makes us stand out. Like, sure, we might not get, like, triple platinum views, because we're not talking about that, but hey, we still, you know, do our thing, and it's just being consistent and staying motivated and just like getting better and better every season. Like I said, even if you look at the promo, bro, the promo quality from like the past like years, it's been crazy. Like just to like, and that's something that I've been learning how to do, you know, on the fly. So this is like new things for me to like discover and new skills for me to, you know, to figure out. So shout out Figma, shout out Adobe, all the other shit that I use, bro. That's but shout out Adobe. You know, so you know, I try my best, and I appreciate everybody for listening. But apart from that, bro, like, how was your week?
Ooh, that transition, I like that.
Yeah, you know, see, and we're good with transitions now.
Before this man just used to. Anyways,
a lie.
He still do something.
sometimes.
But my week was all right. As most may know, I was coming off of being sick. Literally, I have a cough again now.
That's crazy.
Or I have a cough now, and it's kind of pissing me off. But I wasn't. Bro, I'm like trying to think back. I didn't do much. One of my homies at the gym, he swugged me. God of War PS4. I will show it on stream. Also, if y'all are not,
can you play that? Oh yes. Wait,
y'all are lacking that, bro.
Y'all lacking.
We do the podcast live. So if you have comments, if you want to jump in, literally, I will even like post links sometimes. I talk about the stream on the podcast. So I know y'all are tapped in.
Facts.
But if you ever want to jump in to the stream, throw in your two cents, you know where to find me.
Kanui.
Twitch.tv/Kanui.
Yes, sir. Tap in.
But he gave me God of War, because he has God of War Ragnarok. Mm. So he's like, bro, you got to play it before God of War Ragnarok. So he swung it to me. So I still got to play it. I haven't... I have not
beat that game yet, bro. That shit hard.
You're not a gamer, bro. I know you're not.
That shit hard, bro.
I want to talk to you about video games, but I know that you're just a slacker. You know what I mean?
So, listen, the one thing about video games is I'm always going to try. You feel me? At the end of the day, I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best. God of War is a great game, but it's hard. I'm like halfway through. Not even halfway through. I'm like 40% through, so it's hard. Sorry.
Specific God of War is just an interactive book. I'll allow that. But he swung me that, and then, bro, I haven't even started it. Friday, it was good, like, game, but I don't know. I was just tired, bro, so I just didn't. And then Saturday, I was playing. It was weird, because I was, like, playing Overwatch at the same time as Jerome, watching what Jerome was doing, but I wasn't playing with Jerome because, like, our skill, it was weird. Like, our skills wouldn't, like, link, like, let's play together. But he's, like, really? Within a couple divisions of me, so we could play together now, but I guess it just assumed that either one of us was worse than the other. So, like, I didn't play with him, but I was just, like, I was just watching him play. And then played Destiny a little bit because there's an event. He played a little bit of that with me, too, yesterday, actually. It was kind of shitty because if you play with other people in that event, it just becomes so much harder. So we're playing and I'm just like, bro, I'm cooking. He's like, damn, I'm ass, bro. I'm like, you need to step it up. But it was fun playing with him, playing with the homie. And then Sunday, Sunday shopped a little bit.
Yeah.
At Home Sense, whereas Marshall's, they actually had like a friends and family sale. So men like me got some jumbo pillows. And then I have slippers somewhere. And then, you know the matching pajamas, had to do it.
Of course, okay. The Christmas ones, yeah?
I think they have, like, I don't know if they're Christmas ones specifically. I think they just have, like, penguins on them.
Okay.
But I was like, you know what? I'll allow it for now. But usually I just wear sweatpants, but I'll be honest.
Have you seen this man wear jeans in years, bro?
Brother, I hate jeans with a passion. I will pull up to a function in joggers, not sweatpants, but even sweatpants, joggers. Coffee's barbecue. I learned from Jerome, I'm pulling up cozy if I can, all right? If I can pull up cozy, I will. Don't try me.
Listen, I love being cozy, but I feel like just jeans are just like, you know, sometimes when you like want to wear some fits, you gotta wear jeans sometimes, I feel.
I get it, but like, here's my thing too, and this isn't like me bragging.
No, he's this about is to brag. Like,
nah, bro, I'm not even trying to brag, because this is just me wasting money at this point, and I hate wasting money. I buy jeans, and I feel like they fit nice, and then, because I don't wear jeans like forever, or like for forever, and I'm saying this weird, in a long ass time, I don't wear jeans, so I'll be like, okay, I'm going out, let me put on some jeans. And then they'll be like tight on my legs. And I'm like, these jeans weren't tight on my legs before. So I think I just need to like stop going ham in the gym on legs.
That's kind of big.
Literally, bro, every time I try to put on like pants I wore before, they're just tight as shit. And I'm like, this isn't the fit I want. And I've 100% ripped pants before like that. So,
bro, speaking of ripped pants, I just want to cut in real quick. You remember like 2019 is Alyssa's party, bro. I had these like fucking jeans, these acid wash like ripped jeans. Okay, I was wearing them.
Oh, I think I remember.
I did the Shawn Michaels Heartbreak Kid pose, fam. That shit ripped.
That shit ripped.
That shit ripped, fam. I was like, that is crazy. I still went to the club after, but hey.
100%.
Gotta do what I gotta do. I was faded, but.
Faded the club, ripped pants.
Crazy. Nasty work if you ask me, bro.
Oh my gosh. But I don't like jeans. Because joggers are just, you know what it is? Because they taper like downward, so they have more space in like the leg. Brennan's agreeing that's nasty work. But they have more space in the leg, and then they kind of like taper at the bottom, so that they're like, because your ankles aren't growing, I'll be honest with you. You got small ankles. So like they taper down, and my calves aren't huge, so I don't mind that. It's just upper leg that's like, I don't need all that shit gripping, you know what I'm saying? Like,
not at all, bro. You don't want to look like you have thick thighs, you feel me?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I should just, you know, buy like tailored pants or some shit, like the athletic fits.
Yeah, bro, you know what you should do? You should wear like cargos. Why don't you wear cargos, carpenter pants, shit like that?
I haven't found like good cargos,
man. I'll put you on, bro. You didn't know who to holler at.
Of course.
I got you. Side note. You can get blessed cargos at The Gap and Amazon, actually. I have two pairs.
Amazon?
Yes, sir. It's like, really? They have like, Amazon has this clothing brand, actually, and they're pretty affordable. They're like $40, $35. I have numerous pairs, yes. Very good, but right. Yeah.
I'm going to need some fit pics, too. Today, send your fit pic. Send a fit pic.
Send your fit pic. I bet. I got you, bro. Wear them still, but you really know.
How's your week, bro?
Let me start. Sometimes I'd be forgetting, so let me actually try to remember.
This man actually forgets literal shit he's done, and I'm like, bro, didn't you go, like, painting or some shit? He's like, oh, yeah.
Dude, you know what's crazy? I have, like, an elephant memory, so I'll remember some random-ass shit that you wouldn't think I would remember from years ago, but I won't remember what I ate today. You feel me?
Bro, I have really selective memory. So, like, I can remember, like, a whole conversation I had with someone, like, months ago. But if you ask me if, like, who was the first person I talked to today, I have no idea. Like, I don't even know.
Bro, be like that, because sometimes it's just like, yo, I don't even know. Remembering is hard. That's all I'm going to say. Remembering is very hard. But, let me see. So I'll start from Thursday. You said what?
All cyber is going crazy.
Yes, sir. You already know. Hit me early. So who knows how I'm going to be in like 50 years. But let's see. Yeah, Thursday, I went, got a haircut. Went to Dufferin Mall. Every time I go to Dufferin Mall, I got to shout out Dufferin Mall. So shout out Dufferin Mall.
Hello. Why Dufferin Mall?
Because I had to go to Chloral Beauty or whatever it's called. So like the black hair store. And they have like one right across the mall over there. True. And I had to get the essentials. You know when you go? Well, I mean, you don't have waves, but it's one of those things. Every time you go to the black supply beauty store or whatever, this is what I get every time. A new durag, because you can never have enough durags, and I get different colors. Of course. And they're like $3, so why not? So I get a new durag. I need to get some like curly curl cream, some conditioner, and I got some, what else did I get? Some beard oil, okay? That's all I got, but I had to go there. So I made the trip to Dufferin, and then I went to Dufferin, went to Walmart, because every time I go to Dufferin, I go to Walmart, because I live downtown. We don't have Walmart downtown, okay? So I said, nearest Walmart. Alive, bro, because but you know what, usually when I go to Walmart I get steals and deals. This time I literally bought like 10 things, maybe like max 10? 12 things. Guess how much I spent.
This man does not go to the express line at all.
Nah, I spent $80, bro,
on 10 or 12 things.
10 or 12 things. Crazy, because usually when that's, I go to Walmart, like I say, nah, that's bad, bro. I can go to like Freshco or No Frills and get at least like 25 things for that price.
Oh, you're talking about groceries.
Yeah. I'm talking about groceries, bro.
I thought you meant like just random things here or there. Oh.
No, I'm talking groceries, bro.
Nah, like, bro, if I'm grocery shopping, I don't, first of all, flyers every day, bro. I will literally pull up a flyer, be like,
price match.
But I have the accessibility of going to multiple grocery stores. So if
facts, you're lucky.
If I want to go to like say Freshco, I can. If I want to go No Frills, I can. If I want to go to Food Basics, I can. If I even want to go Walmart, you know what I mean? Like literally all of these that I'm saying are like super accessible to me or on my way home. So I understand kind of the dilemma you go through.
Exactly. You're lucky because I have Metro. You feel me? There's Metro. If I want to take the streetcar like 2 minutes or no, it's like 2-3 minutes, go to Freshco. But everything at Freshco always rots early. So no.
Yeah.
No Frills is like a 15-minute walk, so I don't want to do that. And then Loblaws is like an 8-minute walk, but it's just easier when you don't have to walk far because obviously I'm not driving and stuff. Yeah, like
especially
that,
when you have to hold all of your groceries.
Yeah, bro. So even when I was coming from Dufferin, I had like a bag full of shit and I had like my little briefcase thingy because I came back from work. So yeah, I was sweating, brother, but hey, it is what it is. Did that Friday. I actually stayed in for once and I watched Dateline NBC. If you know me, I used to watch Dateline NBC every single Friday night. That's my shit. Okay, so to be able to catch it, live and shit, I just watched it. It was a good episode, you know, enjoyed that. And then I fell asleep the next day. Saturday, I hung out with the homies. Okay, this is a funny story. Listen, do not invite me out and not show up. That's what I'm going to say for anybody. Nah, Nat is a crackhead, bro. Listen. So I'm chilling, bro. No, he's a crackhead. I'm chilling. I think that Dak wanted to go see Black Panther. So I was like, bro, let's go to Black Panther. Like, I want to see it again anyway. So let's go. So that was a plan, right?
You know what you remind me of?
What?
Me with Batman, bro. I saw that shit like 2 or 3 times. I was like,
that's crazy.
You want to see Batman? I'll pull up. Let's go.
No, that's what I see. Because the thing is, especially with the Marvel movies and the ones that I really like, I always want to watch it twice in the theaters. I don't know why. I watched Doctor Strange twice, Spider-Man twice. What else did I watch twice? And I guess Black Panther, the first one, I watched that twice.
You watched that twice?
Yes. It'll be like that. You feel me? So we were going to go, and then the group chat, man number, like, Nat's like, yo, what are you guys saying? I kind of want to, like, go bar hopping today. We're like, what the fuck? Because first of all, we don't really go out in the wintertime unless it's we have to.
We do not go out during winter unless it's someone's birthday or it's, like, an event.
Bro, exactly. That's why I did not even link you because I'm like, bro, I'm not going to tell you to come in the wintertime and it's just for random stuff. Shit. You feel me?
Yeah. So. Honestly, This man sent me a snap. He's like, we're going to cold tea. I'm like, oh, shit. Meant to invite me? You messaged me like an hour later, like, shake my head. I'm going home.
Bro, like, now listen. Listen, this shit was so weak. And Matt was like, yeah, let's go out. So Matt replied maybe an hour later because I didn't see the message. Everyone was like, I think Agape said, yeah, I'm down. I said, yeah, I'm supposed to hang out with Dath, but we'll reroute and just hang out with you guys then if you guys are hanging out. And then Marlon was out of town. So we're like, okay, bet. So we're going to go to Ace Hotel first. That's where we went. I've never been to the Ace Hotel, but they have like these events, like rooftop events or whatever, right? I'm pretty sure the rooftop is insulated because rooftop event in November is
rooftop event.
Right? Nah, it's like minus 10 energy. Outside. Facts, no. So fuck that's that. Weird. So we pull up. It was me, Agape, and Dak. Nat was like, oh shit, I just wanted to go see Black Panther with my girl. I let you know if I pull up, but I didn't know you guys. I thought you guys were gonna flop. Brother.
Is this nigga serious?
No, that's what I'm saying. Is this nigga serious? Because, bro, he waited an hour. Not even an hour. We replied an hour later. Are you not going to wait a little bit? Like, he asked at like 5 o'clock. If I reply at 6 o'clock, why does it matter? We all live downtown. Like, this guy's a cracker. So we're like, he's not showing up. Especially after that long-ass movie, bro, he's not showing up. Like, I wouldn't. So it was just me, Agape, and Dak, and, you know, Agape's homegirl came. So we went to Ace Hotel, and there was a line. We're like, you know what? It's too cold for this. Let's not stand in line. Let's go to Cold Tea. So went to Cold Tea because there was supposed to be, like, one of our homeboys was, like, DJing. But he didn't even show up either. It was weird, bro. Anyway, so we go.
Hey, yo.
That shit was so dead, bro. Like, full of mandom. It wasn't even that full. Music was kind of trash because the DJ was not playing. Like, he didn't have good transitions, okay? He was playing, like, some old, like, Whitney Houston and shit. Then he was going to play, like, some fucking NBA Youngboy. Like, what are you doing, what? Bro? I know. It was one of those. He was one of those, bro. And then he was playing, like, Day, Night, Kid Cudi, all that shit. So we're like, you know, this is so weak. But we pulled up to King Slice. Shout out King Slice. I have not got King Slice in a long time. You remember those days. You remember those days. So
of course.
That shit was actually wasn't that hidden, you know, because, like, the crust was too crispy. Like,
I feel like it only hits when after, like, a night out, bro. So, like, you didn't even really have the night out. So you're just
kind of,
like,
we left an hour early. Yeah. Bro, I was home by 2 o'clock, you feel me? So that goes to show, like, the club closes at 2:30. I was home by 2 o'clock, so we left at, like, 1 o'clock. And, yeah, I did that Sunday. Just chilled, actually. I just played 2K with Dak. We played 2K. It was fun. Oh, yeah, and this is my story that I was going to say. So on Saturday, chilling at Dak's or whatever, we're talking. I'm telling him a story. You know my stories are long as hell, right? So
yeah, of course.
He's facing the window, and I'm facing him, so I can't see. All of a sudden, I see this gloss in his eye. He's like, what the fuck is that? I said, what? He's like, yo, outside. I said, what? He's like, bro, I swear I saw a UFO. I said, you're lying. Because you know me, bro. I said, you're lying. I probably was. I wish I saw it. He's like, nah.
Alien stories.
Nah, because, bro, they're real. And he said it was like a shooting star, but it was very fast and it was glowing. So I said, you're crazy. I said, I wish I saw that. I was so cheese. But just to come to find out, like, it's on TP24. It was actually a meteorite. So a meteor hit, the Earth or some shit. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, so it's kind of – so he actually saw something, but I still think it was an alien. It was an alien. It was – they're just lying, bro. They're trying to cover it up, bro. It was a UFO for sure. So, yo, I'm trying to find out while going with the aliens and shit, but it's definitely – trying to meet them. Could be a little vibe, bro. I know I'd be scarred for life, but it could be me.
Freaking, like, kidnapped, bro.
Allah, it could be a vibe, bro. I don't have to be on this stupid planet, bro.
Disgusting. I also forgot Thursday I got a tattoo.
Oh, you finished it?
I didn't finish it. So when she was doing it, she only had one stencil, and I peeped that, and then she did it, whatever, and then she's like, yeah, I don't have enough time to do the other one. But I already kind of, like, understood that from her just having one stencil. So I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. She's like, I can do, like, the outline now if you want and then, like, finish, like, shading and everything later. But I was like, I thought about it and I was like, I'm going to have, like, the second skin on it and I'm going to have to wait for it to, like, heal. And what if I, like, go back within, like, what, maybe 2 weeks? Is it fully healed? Then she's just like doing it over like an unhealed tattoo. So I was like, nah, like I can wait. Like, don't worry about it. but she was like super understanding. And I was just trying to be like as accommodating as possible and be like, yeah, like it's, don't worry about it. If you have like another appointment right after. Like, you don't have to like hold up anything for me.
This guy so stay have, getting tatted.
I still have one more session. She's supposed to let me know when that is. But I didn't even peep this, but like all of the artists there are black, and they actually their focus is more so tattooing like black people. Just because I don't know if you've ever really peeped. It's a lot of in that industry, it's a lot of people, and even with like colors, people
kind of course like, they don't know
tattooing or just tattooing with color in general. People stay away from like black people. Just because it's a little harder. So I was like checking out their Instagram. It's ill.to. But
send they focus link.
More got you. But they focus more so on tattooing black people. So I, even after I'm done this, I'll probably go back for more shit. I'll be real.
No, that's dope because, you know, it's funny because sometimes I see some of my tattoos and it's like, you see my tattoos. There's some that stand out so much and there's others that you can barely see, right?
That's
so
I'm always
wondering. It's like, obviously I'm dark skin, but I was always wondering, like, how about if I went to someone that actually specialized
that
in, like,
actually specializes skin? And knows, like, what they're doing with, like, our skin tone? Like, it's probably worlds of difference versus other tattoo artists. And this isn't, like, a slight tattoo artist or anything because... I think most of all of the artists I've gone to have like tattooed dark skin before, so they know how to do it.
Yeah,
it's just kind of like, I don't know if you remember
2020
scandal back in like 2020 or 2021 with Ink and Water.
Yep,
with where
it was 2020.
They never posted black people. Their artists, they may have done tattoos on black people, but like
they would never post them.
They would never post them. I'm pretty sure all of the artists there working, none of them were black. So it kind of goes to show, like, people avoid tattooing black people or they just avoid, like, black people in the tattooing industry. And they had a huge scandal. But just, what I said before.
Okay, but yes, that's what I'm saying. So that's very real and, like... I definitely want to check it out. Yeah, because it's unfortunate that, like, because I only want one sleeve, so if I tap myself more, it's going to be my legs. So it's kind of, like, unfortunate that I didn't go to, like, a black artist for a majority of my sleeves so you can see it better. But it is what it is, man.
Who knows? Anything, like, your legs.
Yeah.
Your legs are the subtle lot anyway, so
they'll probably... That's very true.
Probably
that's
true. How to do you, right?
And that's why someone told me, like, if you're black, you should get a tattoo in the wintertime, not the summertime.
Bro, my shit was hurting. the cold air was hitting me. I was like, nah. Maybe I should go out during the summer.
That's a different kind of pain, so I feel you. But anyway, let's go on to the quick strike segment, because we talking a lot. But hey. Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm telling y'all, people. This is just a conversation. We vibing.
Really? No, bro.
That was very aggressive. I'm sorry.
Hey, sometimes you got to be aggressive out here, so I allow it. But do what you got to do and hit that music, sir.
Got you.
Let's go. Okay. First topic of discussion. First of all, RIP to Green Ranger, Tommy. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. He used to be the White Ranger also, but RIP.
He was both Green Ranger and White Ranger in...
And Red...
I forget which... He was a lot. he was a lot.
Listen.
He was going crazy.
No, the thing about him, he really, really embraced, like, the Power Ranger culture, you feel me? He's, like, one of those people that, like, was, like, a godfather. Like, he was, like, the most memorable character on the Power Rangers. And, you know, you can appreciate that about him, like, because in his 40s and stuff, he'd always make cameos and do all that stuff.
Yeah, bro, really I loved it, when... I love when he would make, like, cameos. I don't know if you remember in, this is, like, the 2004 series.
The Wild Force or whatever? Or which one was it?
Thunder, bro.
Yeah, Dino Thunder, my bad.
He was, like, he took, like, a backseat role, and he was, like, you know how they always have, like, that guy that they talk to, and it's, like, a helper kind of person?
Yeah.
When this man popped out as the Black Ranger, I was like, bro, what you doing? Back in the suit, going crazy, but literally, he's one of the icons. And just growing up on Power Rangers, you knew his face. So if you ever saw him, you're like, oh shit, this man back in it, bro. But it was super sad to hear.
Yeah, and especially how he passed, because, you know, he took his own life still. Like, you know, always check up on your loved ones. You don't know what they're going through. So it's just a sad thing to hear. But RIP to Tommy, you feel me? Next topic, let's talk about Twitter and Elon Musk. Okay, let's talk about Twitter. So as you guys know, this has been like an ongoing like saga for us, or saga, not Sega, what the hell. This has been like a
Sega Genesis,
you feel me? But now this has been a whole thing. Shout out to Dreamcast, actually. That shit was kind of tough, but that's the one I played that one growing up. But anyway, so
old as hell.
Nah, it's because someone had it. Because remember, the Dreamcast came out when the PS1 came out, and that shit flopped. Yeah, it actually did.
You're lying.
I swear to God, bro. Look it up, bro. That was late 90s, because I remember my brother's friend had a Dreamcast, and we played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Actually, yeah. Was. So that's the last. It was way earlier. I don't even know.
Nah, bro. That's what I'm saying. It was the late 90s. But anyway, Twitter. Elon Musk, since his takeover, there's been a lot of problems. And on Thursday, there was like a report that came out that he pretty much gave an ultimatum to his employees, you know, if you want to work there or not. I forget the ultimatum, what it was, like word for word. And a lot of them like quit altogether. So there was a lot of like, you know, a lot of traction that the app was going to crash and that it wasn't going to be able to sustain without these developers. These and people were really saying
engineers too.
Yeah. Bare people
behind the scene people, you know,
mm-hmm. People that you need to be running like this app. You feel me? So a lot of the memes came up and shit like that. And it was just funny because I remember you're on stream and I was saying, yo, if Twitter's done, I am too. You feel me?
So it was going through it.
That's my shit. So I was nervous because people are like, yo, it might not last throughout the night, but obviously it did. Like, I did. Okay. I was like 50-50.
This man was checking Twitter constantly. He's like, yes, I hope it don't go down.
Bro, I was trying to see if it was going slow or not. And people were like spreading misinformation saying, oh, Twitter's shut down in Europe right now, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's so funny. People just be lying on Twitter, bro. I love it, bro. Yeah. Memes were funny. People were like, I didn't even get to go through my bookmarks and all this shit. But
nasty work.
Nasty work, bro. But shout out Twitter is still here. But yeah, Elon Musk, he gotta do better. He also reinstated a whole bunch of banned accounts. So Donald Trump is back. Kanye is back.
Kanye is back.
you see his first tweet, bro?
This feels like testing. Because my shit's unblocked. Like, bro, log off.
Log the hell off. And he said something else. He had like Selah or some shit, bro. I was like, bruh.
Okay. But what are your thoughts on him reinstating these?
Listen, this is what I'm going to say. I know Elon Musk has said this whole thing about free speech and whatever it is, what it is. But he needs to be careful and not just make it seem like it's going to be Twitter for like, is it right wing or left wing? I forget. Right wing people. Or is it left wing? What is it?
We'll just say right wing.
Yeah, right wing people. Right. You feel me? Let's not act like Twitter is going to be this playground for people with controversial statements and stuff like that, just to be spewing hate and shit, because that's not what Twitter is all about. And that's why, you know, Donald Trump and these other people were banned in the first place. So I get the whole free speech thing, but let's not try to make it like, you know, it's them versus us type thing. But yeah, you know, so I don't know. We'll see what I'll go on with that. But scary times, bro. I just hope. I feel like eventually he's going to sell it. Eventually.
I just feel like it's inevitable that something's going to go down. Either there's going to probably be like a mass migration if Twitter shuts down.
Yeah. Like, but what's the next app? Like, what do you think Twitter users would, like, you know, go for? Like, what app would they be on? I swear it's not going to be Instagram.
It's not going to be Instagram for sure.
Tumblr maybe again?
Definitely not.
Shut up, Tumblr.
Only reason, and this is going to sound like out of pocket, I feel like a lot of people wouldn't go to Twitter, and it has to do with like your bookmark statement. Twitter was very lax on porn.
Yep.
And Tumblr isn't.
Tumblr used to be back in the day.
Tumblr used to be, but they aren't anymore. So, like,
that's crazy. Oh, yeah, that's true. Fuck.
They're just the degenerates aren't going to be like, let me hop over a Tumblr. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Degenerates are going to want to find something else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be something new. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, you never know, right?
I feel like someone's got to like make the stepping stones for that next big app, you know, in case this happens, for people can just like transfer over. That's kind of similar, but not the same.
Yeah. I saw someone like promoting their like Twitter substitute. It was called like Black Twitter or something.
And like she was I saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, how are you going to get past, how are you getting past the copyright of using the name Twitter?
It's crazy, bro. Some people don't be thinking, bro.
They just didn't reply. They ignored it. And then everyone would like reply and be like, yeah, they're not going to, because if you catch that lawsuit, it's easy money for Twitter. We'll see what happens next. Honestly, yeah. I just think that a lot of shit is going to go down with Twitter, and we're not even near like the end of it, I'll be honest.
Nope, not at all. So yeah, we'll probably have some more updates next week, but stay tuned for that. Anyway, that concludes the Quick Strike segment for today's episode. Now let's get into... I feel like
it was actually quick this time, yeah.
It actually was, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's because we were just talking so much before, so we're like... Keep it short.
See, guys, if you guys know, that's how a Quick Strike segment is supposed to be held. You feel me? But hey, it is what it is.
We never actually do it properly.
Nope. We be lying, bro. I'm lying. Okay. Like, it is what it is.
It's like I'm notorious for lying. Yeah. I love to spread misinformation.
Yes, sir. That shit gets me going. You feel me? So, anyway, let's get into the main topic. So, we're finna talk about Ticketmaster and Taylor Swift. So let me give you guys some information, because Ticketmaster might be in a little trouble. So essentially, Ticketmaster is under investigation by the Justice Department for abusing its monopoly power over live music. So if anybody knows Ticketmaster and how hard it is to obtain tickets to these concerts and these events, you know Ticketmaster is not the best. I guess it's not the easiest process to go through. It's kind of like a sneaker drop. Like, we talked about this earlier when we talked about OVO Fest in the earlier episode. It's kind of like, why do concert tickets feel like, you know, sneaker drops? Like, what the hell is this? You feel me? And Ticketmaster, right now, they've been notorious for, like, you know, trying to promote their premium seats prior to, you know, normal tickets. Because in a normal circumstance, you should want to sell your normal seats before your premium seats. But obviously, that premium sell is going to make you more money. And apparently, the CEO made a shit ton of money, like an crazy amount. How do you say it? Absurd? Absurd. Hey, yo. Yo. But anyway, absurd. You know what? Let me just skip that word. A ginormous amount of money, okay? So this whole controversy just stems from, like, Taylor Swift and her fans, okay? You can love Taylor Swift, you can hate her, but there's no denying that she has her, what do they call it? They're her Swifties? Swifties? I don't know. They have power, bro. Like, there is nothing more powerful than an inconvenienced white woman, okay? That's all I'm going to say. So, bro, they came.
Them niggas were just talking about numbers, bro, how every number is relevant to Taylor. I'm like, I need to log off Twitter. Why am I seeing Taylor Swift content on my show?
A lie, like, bro. I try to avoid that. I swear to God, before I used to mute her, bro, because I don't like, I was Team Connie. You already know why I'm on. But anyway, I don't, like, it's crazy the power that they have. And, like, because of this issue, now the Department of Justice or whatever is investigating this. And I hope, like, comes out with a positive, because it's crazy, man. Like we said, it's just so crazy. They just tried to, you know, the resale tickets and the premium tickets are the ones that are getting the spotlight on the site when you just want to get something for retail, because shit's expensive, man. It's inflation, all that stuff. You already know how it is. So it's just not fair. So, yeah, that's what's going on right now. But just think about it. Imagine if Bad Bunny's fans had this, like, issue with Ticketmaster. I swear to God, that shit shut down. Like, it did shut down for Taylor Swift, but just imagine the Bad Bunny's fans. Because have you seen Bad Bunny and the amount of tickets he sells for his shows and the amount of money he's making for tours? Bro. He goes crazy. So imagine, like, if they were inconvenienced, bro. You think, like, nah, this would be, like, the end of Ticketmaster. So we'll see what happens. But what are your thoughts on this, man?
I think it just kind of, like, shows, and I don't know if you said this or not, but they, Ticketmaster was just like, yeah, we're not doing like general sale because we sold out of everything for Taylor Swift in presale. So good luck. Which is crazy because it's like, why did my phone just light up? Excuse me. I know my ways to get into presale. You know your ways as too.
Yeah.
So like, if you ever need presale tickets, there are ways to get them. But it's like my seat was falling, and bro, what is going on? You could get presale tickets, bro. I'm fighting for my life right now. My chair keeps like going down, and I'm like, what the? There are ways to get presale tickets, even if you don't have like the presale code or whatever. But the fact that like general release, and it's obviously not everyone's up on game to get into presale, but the fact that there's no general release is insane. Because imagine if like every single concert there was just no general release because presale just went so crazy, and like everyone who got, because obviously I don't know if there's a limit on how many tickets you can get, but that probably also is
an impact on things,
impacting the resale market and why these prices are so like high. There were like tickets going for, what was it, like 20K?
Yes, sir. Like 19, 20K, more than that, man. It's kind of like you can buy a new car for tickets for a Taylor Swift concert, bro.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, why am I spending so much money to go see Taylor Swift when I could, like, buy a car or some shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I think it showed, this kind of, like, showed itself a little bit with the Drake OVO Fest tickets.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, basically tickets were like sold out within what, a minute or some shit,
and not even in 20 seconds, bro.
It was insane. But the fact that like what those lawn seats were going for, like I think first day they were over 1,000, and then we kept checking back, and then I saw 800 at one point, and I'm like,
the lowest I've seen was $400.
Yeah, like I'm like, bro, I'm going to Rolling Loud for less than OVO Fest.
Oh, lie, that's crazy. That's crazy. It was
like the fact that I just kept checking and checking, and prices were still super high. I think at some point, and hopefully it's now or so, in the near future with this investigation. But I've just had enough of like Ticketmaster kind of like running the market, and
same.
I think you see it with like a lot of things where one thing kind of runs the market, so they choose how the game is played. And it's kind of like a little bit of a tangent, but like even with like phone companies in Canada, right? Like
the big three, spoke about that. Yeah,
we spoke about it. Like the big three, nobody else is challenging them. So when Rogers raises their price to like $100, Bell's gonna be like, okay, if Rogers did it, so can I. Then Telus is gonna be like, bet, me too then, right?
Yeah,
nobody's gonna say anything because if you want good service in Canada, you have to go with one of them. So it's the same thing. If you want tickets and, you know, without getting like jumped from Craig or like Dave from Kijiji or Craigslist, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to listen, Ticketmaster.
The thing is, bro, like you're saying with the Monopoly shit, Ticketmaster literally owns Live Nation, SeatGeek, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, so even Pandora all these Radio. Other
things that like sell tickets, they own it too.
Yes, so it's literally a monopoly, bro. It's kind of like, yeah, like how Bell or Rogers owns all these other little smaller, you know, phone companies that still charge a lot of money. So it's crazy, but there's literally no fucking winning here, bro. Like I don't know what the obvious solution is. There might not be, but it's just like, it's funny that now this is getting attention and people are, you know, not turning an eye to the outrageous prices and stuff, but I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen. You think they just skip
like presale now?
Bro, sometimes, cause there's always, I mean, for any show, there's going to be presale, but the presale prices.
I feel like at this point, like you just gotta, you know how like, Nike kind of like is countering bots.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like quote unquote, countering bots,
but I feel like you gotta do something that prevents the all of the tickets from just not being available for general release. How do you sell so many tickets in pre-sale? And pre-sale is supposed to be exclusive.
That is facts. That's the thing. You're not lying.
Like, pre-sale is supposed to be exclusive, but you can, how are you selling out in pre-sale? Like, bro, every single ticket in that tour is gone in pre-sale? That's insane to me.
Yeah, something shady is going on, bro, and I'm trying to find out because this is actually crazy because I did not even pre that, but now that you're talking about it, yeah, like a lot of shit sells out pre-sale, so even when general admission comes on, it's pretty much you have a disadvantage. You're not paying, like, you're going to be paying outrageous prices anyway, so that's crazy.
Like, I've never, and this is, I think this is like the biggest part of it, like even when we would buy tickets in like general sale, there was still a bunch of tickets left.
Yeah.
So it's like,
Do you know what? This might not even be related, but I know I can equate this to like this sneaker game. Like, prior to COVID and like lockdowns and shit, I feel like with the sneaker game, it got fucked up more because more people had access to bots and more people were having different avenues of getting the shoe because you only, like, during that time, you can only buy them online. So that fucked up the game for like the sneaker game. But, you know, whereas we have this topic with tickets, Ticketmaster has always been online. I remember way back in the day, you can go to like your local like CD shop and buy tickets there at the box office. They had like a quote unquote box office there. You can buy tickets. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So they don't have that anymore, really. But they have, like, it's been online for, I would say, the past 10 years or so. So yeah, what is the difference that was making back then compared to now? Maybe it's just the more investments in technology for buying, or it's something else, but that's the $1 million question, bro.
I think moving everything online too, just the fact that literally all of, if you want a ticket, you have to go to Ticketmaster. It's not like like if you go to like your local like CD shop or something. I don't even know what the hell you call it.
Oh, why?
But if you go there, it's like, okay, we have like a certain amount of tickets, and if we don't sell them, we'll just kind of like, you know, figure it out there. It's, they don't have any tickets. If you want tickets, it's go to Ticketmaster or suffer at home and watch everyone else's stories while they're at this concert. You're not.
Real, you know, real depressing shit, so, but it's, yeah.
I feel like that's it. That's just about it, really. Like,
you got to pay to play nowadays.
Yeah, honestly. It's like a lot of shit.
Yeah. So I just feel like you gotta like pick and choose. I remember back in the day, like, I would go to like legit 10 concerts a year. Ever since, like, now I've been to like, I mean, this year I went to like a few, maybe 3-4, but I used to go to a lot, and I just guess that just says a lot with like, okay, how come I was able to afford all these concerts back in the day, but now I can't.
I guess because the art, even like if you think about it, Kendrick tickets wouldn't have been so outrageous back in the day, but now they're kind of like outrageous because he's a huge artist now, rather than like when he just started with Good Kid, Mad City, like nobody really knew him.
Yeah, I guess that goes up to it, but I swear I was still seeing big artists, bro. I was seeing like Drake, Kanye the same year, Travis Scott same year, The Weeknd same year. So it's kind of like, I mean, they were still big, not like, you know.
I feel like Travis Scott, like, The Weeknd are like different conversations than like Drake and Kanye, though.
Yeah, but I guess
Drake and Kanye have kind of been Drake's,
bro. One year I went to Beyonce, Jay-Z, Drake, and who else that year? A few other people, but Beyonce and, bro, then those tickets were expensive still, you feel me? But
Beyonce, bro, what you expect?
You know what's crazy? That concert, because like, I don't even like say that I seen Beyonce like that, because it was at the Rogers Center and I was all the way at the top, and you already know it's a stadium, you can't see shit. So I was like, shit. You know what I'm saying? But hey, at least I got the experience anyway. But I guess we'll end it there.
I'd be like, yeah, I saw Beyonce.
No, of course. I bought merch, and that's back in the day when I used to buy merch every single concert I went to, no matter what. But yeah, I guess we'll end the podcast here. So what are your thoughts on this Ticketmaster situation? Let us know. I'll probably put out a poll again, you feel me? So give me some feedback. Let me hear your thoughts and your opinions on this. But shout out to all y'all for listening. We out. We'll be back for episode 30 very, very soon. So be on the lookout for that.
100%. Appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Peace out. Easy.